Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Will you be able to see the federal warrant the FBI used to search Mar-a-Lago, former President Trump's home? It's now up to a judge. The AP's Jennifer King says Donald Trump has weighed in.
Former President Donald Trump is calling for the immediate release of the federal warrant the FBI used to search his Florida estate. In messages posted late Thursday on his Truth Social platform, Trump writes, "Release the documents now." The Justice Department had asked a court to unseal the warrant, and earlier Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland cited the substantial public interest in this matter, saying he had personally approved the warrant. It's part of an ongoing investigation into classified White House records recovered from Trump's home in Palm Beach earlier this year.
Officials warned of threats against federal agents following the FBI search of Donald Trump's home. Now, authorities are trying to figure out why an armed man tried to breach the FBI Cincinnati office, took off, got into a shootout with law enforcement, and was killed. There's word this morning that actor Anne Heche is on life support and not expected to survive the injury she suffered in a car crash a week ago in Los Angeles. Police have been investigating that accident. The AP's Margie Zarletta on what they said yesterday.
A Los Angeles Police Department spokesman says detectives with a search warrant took a sample of Anne Heche's blood and found narcotics in her system. However, toxicology tests are needed to identify the drugs and to differentiate from what she may have been given in the hospital. That could take weeks. Heche smashed a car into a house last week and she was pulled from the burning wreck. Police say they're still gathering evidence from the crash scene.
The House will vote on the Democrats' economic bill today. Climate, health care, tax issues. If it passes, it'll go to President Biden for his signature. The price of gas is down to $3.97 this morning, down 68 cents in a month. This is AP News. Now to a cruise ship and its trip to New Zealand. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
New Zealand has welcomed the first cruise ship to return since the coronavirus pandemic began, signalling a long-sought return to normalcy for the nation's tourism industry. Indigenous Maori perform a welcoming ceremony as the Carnival Australia's Pacific Explorer cruise ship docks in Auckland with around 2,000 passengers and crew. New Zealand had closed its borders in early 2020 as it sought at first to eliminate COVID-19 entirely and then later to control its spread. Although the country reopened to most tourists arriving by plane in May, it wasn't until 2 weeks ago that it lifted all remaining restrictions, including those on maritime arrivals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
An off-duty Virginia police officer who stormed the U.S. Capitol with a fellow officer has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. I'm Norman Hall. Former Rocky Mount, Virginia Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson didn't speak in court in Washington before federal judge Christopher Cooper sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months in prison. He also faces 3 years of supervised release after his prison term. Robertson gets credit for the 13 months he's already been jailed. Robertson traveled to Washington on the morning of January 6 with another off-duty Rocky Mount police officer, Jacob Fracker, and a third man, a neighbor who wasn't charged in the case. Fracker pleaded guilty and is to be sentenced next Tuesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. The Field of Dreams game in Iowa saw the Cubs score 3 first-inning runs to double up the Reds by a final of 4-2. Framber Valdez pitched 7 scoreless innings as the Astros down the Rangers 7-3.
Valdez has now thrown 19 straight quality starts, and his ERA dropped to 2.73. Astros manager Dusty Baker.
He threw an outstanding game. I mean, he was very serious about his work, and he was very composed. They had him in a little, bit of trouble there early, and then he settled down.
There's correspondent Adam Spillane. The Guardians have opened up a game and a half lead in the American League Central after a 4-3, 10-inning win over the Tigers. Dave Ferry has more.
Cleveland wasted a two-run lead in the ninth, but won it on a two-out RBI single by rookie Oscar Gonzalez. The Guardians are 9-2 in extra innings. Cleveland starter Zach Plesac limited Detroit to one run and four hits while striking out seven in six and a third innings.
In Denver, the Rockies used a six-run seventh and hung on for an 8-6 win over St. Louis. Other winners included the Marlins and Arizona, the White Sox, Royals, and Red Sox. NFL preseason, Bailey Zappe was 19 of 32 for 205 yards and a touchdown, but the Patriots fell at home to the Giants 23-21. Tyler Huntley went 16 of 18. He had a touchdown as the Ravens downed the Titans 23-10. Tom Brady's been excused from training camp and will be away from the Buccaneers for 11 days for personal reasons. Coach Todd Bowles says Brady's break from practice was arranged before camp began. Bowles says Brady won't return until after the Bucs' preseason game at Tennessee, August 20th. Bill Russell's number 6 jersey is being retired across the NBA, a first for the league. The league and the NBA Players Association announced Thursday that the number worn by the 11-time champion, civil rights activist, and Hall of Famer will be retired by all 30 teams. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is asking a federal court to unseal the search warrant the FBI received before searching former President Donald Trump's estate. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Attorney General Merrick Garland cited several reasons, including the fact that Trump himself publicly confirmed the search.
And the substantial public interest in this matter.
It's unclear if and when the request might be granted by a federal court in Miami.
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant.
As part of an ongoing Justice Department probe of classified White House records recovered from Trump's home earlier this year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Garland also defended the work of the FBI.
The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
Republicans like Texas Congressman Troy Nails has been critical of the Trump estate raid.
This corrupt DOJ and the FBI, they've been going after Donald Trump for years. And it's nothing. They lie. They lie to the American people. They want to destroy this guy.
Authorities say an armed man tried to breach an FBI office in Cincinnati and was injured in a standoff. A congressional panel says about 135 million more doses of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine from a troubled Baltimore factory will have to be destroyed due to quality problems. The CDC is dropping the recommendation Americans quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with an infected person. The NBA has announced Bill Russell's number 6 jersey will be retired across the league. The 11-time NBA champion as player and coach died last month. Bill Russell was 88. This is AP News. German officials say water levels are low along the Rhine River because of drought.
In der Tat ist es so, dass die Wasserstände und Abflüsse der Bundeswasserstraßen aufgrund der anhaltenden
Tim Alexandrin from the German Ministry of Transport says water levels and discharges of the federal waterways remain at a very low level. And this is especially true for the Rhine, whose nautical bottleneck, he says, is just very low. The dry weather poses a headache for German factories and power plants that rely on deliveries by ship, and this makes an economic slowdown even more likely. Capital Economics says transporting goods by inland waterways is more important in Germany than in many other Western European countries. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Political leaders honored Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana as a determined advocate for her beliefs during a funeral. Walorski and three others were killed in a highway crash last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
It looks like we may see some relief from relentless inflation in the coming months. Economists say it's still too early to say that inflation is headed steadily lower, but this is a move in the right direction, says one. The producer price index is down. It measures inflation before it reaches consumers. It's down 0.5% for the month of July. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but that's the first month-to-month drop in more than 2 years. And there's evidence that those supply chain snafus may ease some. Trucking freight costs fell 0.3%, but wholesale food prices rose 1% from June to July. That's a sign that those grocery prices will keep rising in the coming months. I'm Rita Foley.
Unemployment claims rose again last week to the highest level since November. There were 262,000 claims last week, up 14,000, the fifth increase in 6 weeks. Jobless benefit claims are often seen as an early sign of where the jobs market is heading. For now, it's showing signs of strength. Employers added 528,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate is 3.5%, tying a half-century low. Still, the overall economy faces challenges, with high inflation and, in turn, higher borrowing costs, with the Federal Reserve boosting interest rates to fight higher prices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Travelers are starting to get a break from higher airfares. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. Air travelers are finally getting a breather on high airfares. The government says that the average airfare dropped nearly 8% in July compared with June. That's down to $311. The bad news is that's still almost 28% higher than last July. Airlines pushed fares up for most of this year because demand was high and there are fewer flights, meaning fewer seats to sell. The airlines also blame high jet fuel prices. Travel data researcher Hopper expects domestic U.S. airfares to average $286 in August and remain at or below $300 until October. That's when many people book Thanksgiving and Christmas travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Big Mac is coming back. McDonald's is reopening in Ukraine. McDonald's will open the doors to some of its restaurants in Ukraine in the coming months, a symbol of the war-torn country's return to some sense of normalcy and a show of support after the American fast food chain pulled out of Russia. The burger giant closed its restaurants in Ukraine after Russia's invasion nearly 6 months ago, but has continued to pay more than 10,000 McDonald's employees in the country. The Ukrainian economy has been severely damaged by the war, and restarting businesses, even in a limited capacity, helps. I'm Charles Villadesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.